Sort of as a sequel to yesterday's shiur, we discussed Hallel, the night of Pesach, both in Beis HaKnesses and in at the Seder. I want to discuss the union of Hallel and Chol HaMoed and the Shvi Shel Pesach, which is itself a sugya. Some of the makoros we saw yesterday, and we'll see how it plays out in terms of Chol HaMoed. The Shulchan Aruch, you have your sources in front of you. The Shulchan Aruch paskins, of course, about saying Hallel Shalem on Pesach Day, besides the Pesach night, which was mentioned, Machokes about Pesach Knesses, Machaber and the Ramah, but then we have the Seder. And then we have the first day of Pesach, as described here, Gomrin HaHallel, which with a brach, of course. And if you say Ho Hallel, then there's Halakas of Hefsik, which are considered the same as by Kriyashma. In other words, when can you be Shoel, Nipnei HaKavod, Nipnei HaYira, and Meshiv, and so on. So that conforms to the dinam of Kriya Shema based on the sugya in the second parak of Brachos. That's when you say Ho Hallel. And that's described over here. But then, this is all regarding the first day or the first 2 days of Pesach, where you have the Ho Hallel. However, Yom She'en Gomrim, so then there's a different halacha. And it doesn't have the same strict standard as we know that has to conform to Kriya Shema. And that's what's brought in Siman Tav Tzadi, that regarding Chol HaMoed and the last days of Pesach, we do Hallel B'dilug. That means with two of the paragraphs we skip over. We skip Lolanu and we skip Ahavti, like on Rosh Chodesh. Like on Rosh Chodesh. What's the mucker that on Rosh Chodesh we don't say Ho Hallel? And how does this impact on possibly the Bracha? So again, we're going to go through the Makoros quickly, so again, you can always go back over them and look at them more carefully just to get a flavor of the basic layout of the land, as we might say. The Sugyan Tainis, Adav Chav Ches, the Gemara is talking there, whatever the context has to do with the context itself of the Gemara is not as important for us now. The Gemara says, Zoso Meres, Halela de Bresh Yarcha Lav Do Raisa, that the Halel that we say in Rosh Chodesh is not formal din. The Lashon HaGemara is interesting. Lav de Oraisa. That's maybe a hint to the Rabban sheet that we'll get to, that there's a din hal de Oraisa. Otherwise, you have to just assume it's lav dafka de Oraisa. It means it's not mamish midina. And the Gemara quotes that we have the statement of Yochanan that for 18 days of the year, there's a yachid gomer es ha-halel, and he lists the days which are Shemon Esmei Achag, all of Sukkis as well as Shemini Atzeres, the 8 days of Chanukah. That's 16, and then the first day of Pesach, and the first day of the day of Pesach, and then Shavuos, which is 18. Well, Begola, you have another 3 days, 21 days in total, which includes an extra day Shmini Atzeres, and then you have an extra day Pesach, first 2 days of Pesach, and 2 days of Shavuos. So all this, that's the extent of the chiyuv of Hallel Midina. Gemara calls it Lav Doraisa on Rosh Chodesh. It's not Midina on Rosh Chodesh. Continues the Gemara with the story that Rav came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, and as you know, founded the Yeshiva of Surah in Bavel, and he made a real impact in Bavel, transforming the whole state of Yiddishkeit there in Bavel. So it says that when he got there, he saw that they were reading Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. So Sava Lafsukinu, he wanted to stop them, they shouldn't be doing it. But then he saw that their minig was to be medaleg, they were skipping, they skipped those two paragraphs that we know. That they're just doing what the minig is to do. It's not really a demonstration of a din, mi'ikar hadin, it's just a minig. Which means that the din of Rosh Chodesh, Hallel Rosh Chodesh, is a minhag. Rashi, the Gush and the Gemara is, therefore, yachid lo yaschil, it should only be done when it's betzibur, the im hischil gomer. So that means that since it's only a minhag, it shouldn't be done the yachid. Again, we hold differently, la halacha lemaisa, unless maybe you're a Sfardi, and we hold that you make a bracha, but there's a lot of shittas and Sfardim don't make a bracha. The Rambam, if you don't make a bracha, it's only a minhag, and mevarchin al haminhag. Rashi quotes in the Gemara in Erchin that we'll soon see, Nesach de Erchin mefurish maishna, and this is what we have to ultimately talk about, that when it comes to Sukkis, we have Ho Hallel, the entire Sukkis. With Pesach, it's only on the first day or the first 2 days. And Rashi quotes in the Gemara, Mishum, the Chagasukos Chol B'Kabanosav. That when it comes to Sukkis, the days are distinct in terms of the Kabanos fluctuate. And Rashi now gives a little bit of a hesber. What that means is, Ko Echad V'Echad Kechag B'Fnei Atzmo Dami. It's a way of understanding the Gemara, that each day of Sukkis is viewed as an independent Chag, independent of the other days, which is a new Machayiv for Hallel, Hallel Shalit. So the question we have to think about is, so this that we do on the rest of Pesach, a half Hallel, which is similar to what we find here in Rosh Chodesh, which is classified as a Minhag, does that make our Chol HaMoed Hallel, Chol HaMoed Pesach Hallel, and Shvi Shel Pesach Hallel also only a Minhag? Or is there something in between? In other words, you can talk about Hallel Shalem, you can talk about a Hallel Bedilug, which is also a Kiyum of sorts of Hallel, and then you have a Minhag, which is also going to be Bedilug, but maybe Chol HaMoed Pesach is, and Shvi Shel Pesach is not the same as Rosh Chodesh. It's a Kiyum in some way of Hallel, but not Hallel Shalem. That's what we have to think about. The Gemara gives the explanation why we don't have Ho Hallel, but that could maybe be a reason why it's not Ho Hallel, but there's still a Machayev in Half Hallel. Or does it Halach of Half Hallel be the same as the same Halacha as that of Rosh Chodesh? So this is a big Machokas Rishonim. The Sugya in Erechin is important because it really lays out for us the Machayev of Hallel. As we saw yesterday, there seem to be two Machayevim that emerge from the Gemara. You read the Gemara seems to say, number one, that there are conditions that require Hallel, such as it should be considered a Moed, and it should be Mekudesh L'Chag, which means it has to have an Issa Melacha. The Gemara also mentions the fact that it has to be, that the days have to be Chol B'Korban Oseh, and that's why Sukkis gets Hoshalom every day. That's how the Gemara begins. Ma'ishna b'chag darmina koyoma, ma'ishna b'pesach darmina koyoma. The chag chalugin b'korban oseh, the pesach chalugin b'korban oseh. As Rashi and Tainus explains, because Sukkot is chal b'korban oseh, since the korbanos are not identical one day to the other, therefore each day is viewed as distinct from the other day as a separate chag. An interesting way to explain it. But since Pesach is ka'ela tasaloyom shvat yamim, the entire 7 days are the same korbanos as the first day, so therefore, you don't have Hallel Shalem except for the first day or first days. The Gemara says, "What about Rosh Chodesh?" It's called Issa. So why Shabbos is also Chol Kav Nosef? The Gemara says it's not called Moed. Oh, so now you see, the Gemara says it has to be a Moed. I Rosh Chodesh is called a Moed. So why not say Hol Hallel? And we see in the Gemara Tainus it's not. The Gemara says, "Lo Ikdash Basias Melacha." Okay, based on the pasuk, "Kolel is Kadosh Chag." So you have to have a kedusha that's asurim v'melacha. So all this is one track within the Machayev of Hallel. There has to be Chol B'Kavanosav, it has to be considered a Moed as opposed to Shabbos, it has to be Ikdash Basias Melacha. Keeping in the back of our minds, you gave the shir last week about Chol HaMoed, obviously Ikdash Basias Melacha would be relevant for Chol HaMoed, because, and this is not just for Pesach, even for Sukkot, to the extent that we understand the Issa Melacha is Deoraisa, then it has Ikdash Basias Melacha. If the Issa Melacha B'Chol HaMoed is only Drabban, as Tosfos holds in Chagiga Yud Ches, so then really you can wonder why would it be the status of Ikdash Basias Melacha. It is Mikvah Kodesh, but maybe it's not Ikdash Basias Melacha. So there's a famous Rav Chaim. Chaim formulated the fact that the clearly are heterim in Melacha Chol HaMoed, even though Raisa, if you hold the Easter is the Raisa, but there are the heterim of Melacha Stavah HaAved and the Tzarech HaMoed and so on. Rav Chaim said the Vard as follows, that the Kedusha that Asas ben Melacha is identical in Chol HaMoed as the rest of Yantif, as the beginning and the end, and Atzukis, the end of Yantif. And also Shvi Shel Pesach. But there's a heter Melacha. The heter Melacha is not, it's not an indication that the Kedusha is less. It's just a Heter Melacha. The Kedusha that's Mechayev, that's Asurim B'Melacha, is present. It's just that the Torah gave a Heter. So that could be true even if you hold that the entire Isser Melacha is Durabban. And the same way that there are Heterim B'Melacha, regardless, that even if you hold it's Deraisa, but there's Deva Ave, which is Mutter, and so on. So you can say the same word of Rav Chaim, that the Isser Melacha, even though there's technically no Isser Melacha, but the Mechayev, that the Kedusha Sayom, which would normally ask of the Melacha, is present in Chol HaMoed as well. And that could be why we don't have the question regarding Chol HaMoed, be it Sukkot or Pesach, in terms of this qualification of Ikdash Basias Melacha, because technically there's an Ikdash Basias Melacha, even if there's no Mamish Issa Melacha, or to the degree that there isn't. But that is one track within what's Mechayev Hallel. But then in Hemshach HaGemara, the Gemara asks from Chanukah. That doesn't have any of the above. Chanukah is not Ikdash Basias Melacha, Chanukah is not called a Moed, and the Gemara answers Mishum Nisa. So what comes out of this Gemara, there's another Mechayiv in Hallel, separate from that which we said before, based on Moed and so on, and that is Mishum Nisa. And then Gemara goes on and asks, what about Purim? And gives different answers for Purim. So this is the Gesugya that obviously mentions the distinction between Sukkos and Pesach. That on Sukkos, every day requires Ho Hallel, because Cholgim become in the Sehen, and Pesach is not that way. So Tosus comments on that Gemara. Where does that leave Chol HaMoed Pesach in terms of the level and the chiv of Hallel? The Tosus says, we have Yidches Yomim, Shayochid Gomer Sahallel, as distinct from the other days of the year, that what? That there's a chiv of Hallel but not Shalem, the Divuk, or there's no chiv of Hallel at all? So it says, you have to understand the Gemara as follows. The Yidches Yomim, Shayochid Gomer, Ubeshay Yomim, Ein Omim Osel Klav. Don't be medayik in the Gemara that the Yudches Yomim are distinct from the rest of the year, that there's a chiyuv but not the same degree chiyuv. There's no chiyuv at all. Deleka lefrushe, you can't interpret the Gemara to say, b'shar yomim ein gomrim oso, avakornos abediluk. Maybe there's still a chiyuv of halo on some of the other days that are not included in the list, but it would be a chiyuv of halo bediluk. Midekama rosh chodesh ikri moed, leima. So the Gemara asks, let's say halo rosh chodesh, it's called moed. So what's the Gemara asking? Mashma de sova de inom brosh chodesh klal. So it's mashma that the Gemara is asking, and we don't have any chiv halal. The Gemara is not saying that brosh chodesh, we should say ho halal, not half halal. The Gemara is asking, brosh chodesh, we should say halal. Meaning, and we don't. So Tosfos v'dayek the Gemara that the alternative to yudches yamim is no halal at all. Not halal v'digol against a chiv, but not gomer. V'chein, ha dekama maishna b'chag de arminan pesach de lo arminan. Doesn't say, but Pesach is half halal. Mashma de ein chov lo omro klal b'rosh chodesh ube Pesach. So Tosfos is on the record as saying that there's no chiyuv halal at all after the first day or days of Pesach. V'chein mashma in the Gemara Tainus, Tosfos quotes that Rav came to Babel. He saw them reading halal on Rosh Chodesh. He wanted to stop them, and then he heard that they were medalik. Oh, minigav sem b'yadayim. So what was startling Rav? Mashma Rav Hayasav or Shloya Omrosakral. Rav felt they shouldn't say anything. Oh, okay, the Bedilog, okay, that can justify it's a minug, they'll do a Bedilog that shows it's not really a chiv. Imkain, Vade Masha Anu Omrimoso, meaning on Rosh Chodesh and on Chol HaMoed Pesach and the end of Pesach, Eino Elo Minug Ba'alma Ve'eino Chol B'Kmo Yudches Yam. So Tosus is Mefurish, therefore that Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed Pesach. And the end of Pesach, it's only that we say Halal Bedilug because it's a minhag, based on minhag. The Rambam also seems to say this, although we can be medayik perhaps a little bit in the Rambam, but let's just see. Two Rambams, one in Hilchos Megillah and Chanukah, which have Hilchos Halal there, and then also Hilchos Brachos. The Rambam says, Mekomos she'osin yom tovim shnei yomim. So then you have the extra day of Chutz Laretz. Gomer Sahal be'echad ve'esem yom, 9 days of Sukkos, meaning including Shmi Atzeres, Shmona Shmi Achag, 2 days Pesach, 2 days Shavuos. Avo v'roshi chadashim, kriya Sahal el minhag ve'ena mitzvah. So that's Rosh Chodesh. Says the Rambam more about that. The fact that it's only a minhag, therefore it's only b'tzibur. Again, that would be one nafgamina. If it's a minhag, you don't say b'yachid. And the Rambam says, u'fikach korin b'dilug, that's the point of b'dilug, ve'en mevarchin alav, she'en mevarchin alav minhag. The Yachid lo yikra klal. So it's said without a bracha, only b'tzibur, and that's because it's a minog. Vim hischo yashrim, that's the Gemara in Tainus, he started already, v'yikra b'digol, k'dach shikorim b'tzibur. If the Yachid end up starting, he finishes. V'chein b'shar yimei ha-pesach korim b'digol k'rashi chadashim. I'm wondering a little bit in the Rambam, something to medayik and think about. The Rambam sort of, like, he gives you everything there is to know about Rosh Chodesh, and then it's v'chem b'shar yimei pesach korim b'dilug. To me, maybe there's something in the Rambam that's mashma, it's not exactly identical, but he does put it together. He lumps it together with Rosh Chodesh, and he says it's a b'dilug. Now, the Magid Mishnah, yeah.
The deal is that the Rambam doesn't say it's a minhag.
Right, he doesn't say not to make the bracha. Right, he gave you everything about Rosh Chodesh.
So
that's the Shaila. I was looking in the Frankel Rambam, the Mitzayin, the Sefer, I forgot the name of the Sefer already, but I saw that his Chakira is, does V'chein mean in every respect or only in this respect? That's the Shaila. What the Hemimidayik, the Lashon of Rambam. Skip for a second the Magid Mishnah here, skip to the other Rambam, Hilchos Brachos. Because the Rambam says Mefurish, there's no bracha. So here's the thing. You can't medayik that the Rambam would hold you make a bracha, because the Rambam says Mefurish in Hilchos Brachos. Kol davar shehu minhag, api sheminhag neviim, hu kigon tilas harava, that's the marker for in bracha na minhag. It's sugi in the fourth paragraph of Sukkah. Vein tzarchem min chachamim, kigon kriyas hala barashi chadashim, ubechol shamoed shel pesach in bracha na minhag. So the Rambam is clear, even though it's not as clear in the Rambam Hilchos Megillah v'Chanukah. The Rambam there says v'chein, right? That korn bedilug, but the Rambam here is mefurish as well that there is no bracha either. So it sounds like the Rambam holds it's a minhag. But the only thing that one could be medayik is what about shvi'i shel Pesach? Here already it's a little bit more ambiguous, because the Rambam says b'shayim mei Pesach korn bedilug. That's in Hilchos Megillah. In Hilchos Brachos, b'chol shamoed in mevarchin alav. And what about bracha and shvi'i shel Pesach that the Rambam leaves a little bit open, doesn't check that box. But one thing is clear. He calls it a minhag. And he says, b'chol moed, there's no bracha. And it's bedilug, and it's a minhag. The Magid Mishnah, here is Mitzayin, the Shita of the Ramban. And it's more by Riches, I don't have it in your Shita, it was a very long piece to quote. But if you want to see it in the Ran quotes this Ramban in Daf Yud Aleph, Amid Beis, and Daf Yerif in Mesechtim Shabbos. This Ramban that's now being quoted, the Kitzur, by the Kesef Mishnah, and the Magid Mishnah here. Das Rabbeinu, l'hashvos chol shamoed, chol shal pesach, l'rashi chadashim. Bezen nir kidas kol mefarshim, chutz meharamban zal shechilek b'neyem ba'omar. The b'chol shal pesach, afil yachid mechuyib l'krosa b'dilug. See, the Rambam says that the same way a yachid, it's not going to read on Rosh Chodesh, and it has to be bedilug, but only betzibur. So they took certainly took the Rambam to mean v'chem b'shayi v'apesach korim bedilug, meaning only betzibur, not the yachid. And we see the Rambam calls it a minug in the other place. So therefore, the Ramban disagrees, and he says no. She ikar takana kachayso omro b'chol apesach bedilug uvarachalav. So therefore, the Ramban would say when it comes to Rosh Chodesh, he's maskim. There's no bracha on the hal of Rosh Chodesh, which is only a minug. But the Ramban will hold that Chol Shel Moed of Pesach, which of course also means Shvi'i Shel Pesach, is actually Meikra. It's a takana. It was a takana, not a minhag, and therefore there's a din even for Yachid to say bedilug, and even with a bracha. This is the Ramban. It's also the Ritva. See the next Ritva in Sukkah Mem Dalet. He says they saw Hadachazav Ma'ed Medali Dilugi Shul Minhag. This is what the Rav noticed in Bavel. So the Ritva wonders. See, the Ritva took for granted like the Ramban. So how did Rav conclude when he saw the people in Bavel that were skipping in Hallel that's only Minog? We all say Hallel Bedilog on Cholomoid, Pesach, and it's not a Minog, it's Yisod Chachamim. The lesson there is used in Sukkah there in fourth Perek, Yisod Nevim, it's called Yisod Chachamim, means a Takana. Mishum de Rosh Chodesh midoraisig these mitzach the tainis v'chok b'karbanu m'shayamim. So he says because Rosh Chodesh is chok b'karbanu from other days, and yet they only did bedilug, and that's mashenkin b'mei Pesach she'en chok b'miyom rishon ufikach ilu tikne bo halel ha'imesakne bo halel gamur v'zeh nachon. What is Ritva saying? The Ritva seems to be saying that when it comes to Rosh Chodesh, it's a minhag. When it comes to Chol Hamoed Pesach, it's a takanas chachamim. Not sure exactly the cheshbon what he's trying to say here. He's pointing out it's in chalukah biyom rishon. He means to say the following: that had Rosh Chodesh been a takana, then it wouldn't be bedilug. That's what it seems to be. Because by Pesach, the fact that it's not chaluk becomes nosayin, so therefore the din meikara, the takana was to do bedilug. Rosh Chodesh is less than that, because were it to be a takana, the takana would not have been bedilug. That's what he seems to be saying. The takana would have been to do the whole halal. That's what he seems to be saying. So Lamaisa, according to Ritva, comes out like the Ramban, that Rosh Chodesh is one notch below Chol Moed Pesach and the rest of Pesach. Now let's take it to another direction. So far, what do we know? We know the Gemara in Erechin that why we don't have Chol Hallel on Chol Moed Pesach and the rest of Pesach, and that's because of the fact that it's the days are not chaluk become an asayin from the first day. Whether that which we say bedilug is a din of a takana or a minug, that's a machokis rishonim. Comes to Beis Yosef and Simitav Tzadi, and he brings a second reason why we don't say hohala the rest of Pesach. He brings the din of the Torah. And the reason, as we said, chalukim b'karbon oseyan versus in chalukim b'karbon oseyan. Comes to Beis Yosef and says, "V'shiboy aleket kasa b'shem medrash harninu." This is a medrash, kosa harninu, that means the pasuk that the medrash begins, this is the pasuk harninu from Tehillim, so it calls it medrash harninu. Sha'atam she'en gomrin halel koyimei pesach hu lefi she'nitbu ha'mitzvim uksib mitfoim v'achal tismach. Because the Mitzvim were drowned on Shvi'i Shel Pesach, therefore, the Pasuk says in Mishlei, we shouldn't rejoice at that. Therefore, the Hallel is not a whole Hallel. Like Masi Yad Tov Bayam, an idea, in other words, the Malachim, we can't say full Hallel if it's a day that the Mitzvim drowned. So it's interesting. So seemingly a new reason. The question is, what do you need a new reason for? We have the reason to Gemara Echim, what's wrong with that? What do you need two reasons? So there is a Mahalach, which I think is not going to work out, Bashtis, if you read the Taz, which we'll read in a second. But there's a reason that is given by a lot of Achronim as follows. We saw in the Gemara Echim, there are seemingly two Machayvim in Halach. Now the question is, what do you need two reasons? The Gemara's reason and this reason. So what's wrong with either one by itself? No. L'chaira, the reason of the Mitzrim drowning, that's for Shvi'i Shel Pesach. So what about the Chol Moed? So you could say, for that you need the Gemara's reason. Right? But then the question is, you reverse. If you have the Gemara's reason, so what do you need a new reason? Why you don't say Ho'al on Shvi'i Shel Pesach? Use the same reason that you don't say Ho'al Chol Moed. So they want to answer the following. The Gemara had a kash of Chanukah. Chanukah is not a Moed. Chanukah is not a Melacha. Chanukah gets Hallel all days of Chanukah. The Gemara answers Mishum Nisa, because it's the Nisa of the victory of Chanukah. So we, in the Pach Shemen, so we celebrate and we say Hallel, because it's commemorating the Nis. So you see, there's machayev, if it's a time that a nes occurred, we also have to say ho halal, separate from the reason of moed, of isa melacha. No, so Shvi'i Shel Pesach had its own nes. What's the nes? Kriyas Yamsuf. So therefore, you could argue that separate from the machayev of moed, which we say would not warrant a new halal once you have the same korbanos, the rest of Yantif they had the first day. There's no new halal, no ho halal for the rest of Yantif, including Shvi'i Shel Pesach. But Shvi'i Shel Pesach has the neis, the kriyas yamsuf. So therefore, you should say ho halal to commemorate the neis, just like Chanukah, lo gara from Chanukah. So for that, you need to come on to the medrash harninu. It's the reason that because of the fact that b'vayvach atisbach such a neis had involved the mitzvah drowning, so we don't say ho halal. So it comes out that both reasons are necessary, right? The reason of the Gemara is necessary to accommodate why we don't say Ho'al Chol Moed. And that reason would not work for Shvi'i Shel Pesach because you should say Ho'al because of the Neis. The reason of the Medrash is based on why you don't say Ho'al and Shvi'i Shel Pesach. What about Chol Moed? So that would be the reason of the Gemara. All this is very, very nice, but then you get to the Taz. And the Taz, this Mahalach no longer works because the Taz adds the following. And this is quoted by Mishnah Berurah as well. The same Taz is quoted in Mishnah Berurah. Why don't we say Ho Hallel on Chol Moed and Shvi'i Shel Pesach? Because on Shvi'i Shel Pesach nitbru ha-mitzvim. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Ma'aseh Yad Tovim Bayam Ba'atem Ha-Mishira. If he'd stop right there, so everything we said is perfect. That's Shvi'i Shel Pesach. Chol Moed, you have the Gemara's reason. Says the Taz, the Kevan Shebezayin Ein Gomro So, Al Ken Gam Chol Moed Ein Gomro No So, Shelo Yehi Adif Miyom Tov Ha'acharam. We don't want Chol Moed to be on a higher level than Shvi'i Shel Pesach. So if Shvi'i Shel Pesach is only half halal because of this reason, so Chol Moed has to be reduced to half halal as well. So What do you need that for? If you have the reason of the Gemara. So the reason of the Gemara is insufficient for Shvisha Pesach, because there you have the nace of Kriyas Yamsuf. So you need to have this reason. This reason covers Shvisha Pesach. Chol HaMoed, there's nothing but the Machayev of Moed. The Gemara explains that. It's not a separate Chag, because you already have the same Karbanos that you had the day, the first day. So why does the Taz need to add, we don't want Chol HaMoed to be Adif Miyom Tavach? Okay, if you want to kvetch here, you could say, well, maybe every day that you're escaping after the Yitzia, Mitzrayim was considered another neis. I mean, it took 3 days till Paro heard about it. I know that's to me a big veichik. But you want to start saying, well, there's a, just like Kriyas Yamsuf is a neis, there's a neis, per day as you're escaping. Therefore, you should mechayiv because of neis. But the Masih Yotov Bayam is only on Shvisha Pesach, but Lo Yehei Adif, it's a big derchik, right? Pashtus, the Nesus Kriyas Yamsuf. You see it's Mitzrayim on the first day, and Kriyas Yamsuf on the seventh day. So then what is the Taz have to add? Shelo Yehei Yom Tov, Chol HaMoed Adif Mi Yom Tov Achim. Okay, so maybe we'll try to resolve this as follows. Let's step back for a second and understand the Machayiv of Halal. There's a very well-known Ramban, at least it should be well-known, now you'll know it, okay? Hasagas Ramban to Sefer Mitzvah Shorish Aleph. The Rambam wrote, as you know, 14 klolim as an introduction to Sefer Mitzvah, as far as what counts, what doesn't count in the Minyan HaMitzvahs. The Rambam, what was motivating the Rambam largely to write this was the fact that the Bahag had done his count of Tayag, based on Gemara Din Makis, Tayag Mitzvahs, and the Rambam felt that was very makubo. People went with the Bahag, and Shavuos would be, they would have all kinds of piyutim based on the Bahag's count. The Rambam felt that the Bahag was very wrong in how he counted mitzvahs. He counted mitzvahs to Rabbanan, which Rambam felt should not be counted, and all kinds of things that the Rambam felt should not count. So he set up 14 sharashim to establish each shorash with another rule about what should and shouldn't fit within the count of Tayag, and then you have the list of the Rambam himself. Over a couple of times we did this, Junesman, we did the various parts of the Shereshim of the Rambam. In Shoresh Aleph, the rule is that Mitzvahs Rabbanah cannot count. So when the Rambam is writing against the Bahag, he says, and the Bahag quoted Halah. And the Bahag should have counted Halah, because Halah is certainly not the Raisa. The Ramban wrote Hasagos on the Rambam's Sefer Mitzvahs, being both on the Shurashim as well as on within certain mitzvahs themselves. And in many cases, what the Ramban wanted to do was to take away the sting of the Rambam's kashas on the Bahag. It doesn't always mean that the Ramban agreed with the Bahag fully, but at least he understood him and he defended him. So one of the examples, and you get a lot of lumdis that you can learn, just work, reading the Rambam's Shereshim and the Rambam's Hasagos, you can get a tremendous wealth of yiddish. Rav Zell Gepstein from Shara Torah spent many years giving shiurim on this, and Rav Chaim Osen, I think it was here the other week, he's been Osik many, many years, and Rav used to give Yachik Kala shiurim on Sefer Mitzvahs. It's a tremendous limud, it's a gemaldika limud, but you have to have the patience, and then a perushim at the bottom of the page, again, to defend the Megillas Esther, defends the Rambam against the Sagas Ramban and others for other Pirushim and the Bad and Makanisa Tava and so on. It's really a tremendous limud. So, meanwhile, this particular Kuda comes out in the Ramban's Hasagas to Shoresh Aleph, where the Ramban says, why does the Rambam have such a hard time with saying the Halel is a Doraisa? Is it because the Nusach of Halel doesn't seem to be from the Torah? The Rambam holds that tefillah is d'oraisa, even though the nusach of tefillah is ashkenaz gedola, but the mitzvah to David is d'oraisa. So just because David HaMelech wrote the words of Halel from those kapitlach kufyud gimel and on, doesn't mean it's not a din d'oraisa. The nusach could be David, and he goes on. For all we know, maybe Moshe wrote the nusach. There are parts of Tehillim that are from Moshe Rabbeinu. Then he has to explain, so where does it say in the Torah that there's a mitzvah to say Halel? And how does the Ramban deal with the Gemara Brachas Yudalid that talks about the din of Hefsik? And in that context, the Gemara talks about Halel Durabanan. So how could the Gemara say Halel Durabanan? That's the kashas that the Ramban has to work out. Says the Ramban as follows. Hapriyash Amah Harav Zatzal V'Hizboni V'Hizpal Ech Nachshav Kriyas Al Shishibach David Lokel Shemosh Rabbeinu Tzivabah Why? I don't know why. What's bothering him? Because he counts the mitzvah to daven. So Klal Yisrael have a mitzvah to sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and on Moadim for the fact that he took us out of Mitzrayim, Kalon Masayam, Divdil Mavodaso. This is all thanking Hashem for all he did for us. So the Nusach is David. Which is Doraisa Moshe Tikin Birkas Hazan. The Kuan in Matbeyan Torah. He says maybe the Nusach itself is not Torah. But nistavenu min haTorah shenivarech achar achilaseinu, whatever words you use. Come to Nevi'im and then metakein lashon mesukan, lashon tzach. And then they tell you what to put in. Malchus b'dav mishichecha, b'tachzirenu l'mkoma. V'chein, kol ma shenachnu mishabchin bo l'ker yisal akachu. So there's a mitzvah to mishabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the Moedim for all the tremendous things he's done for us. That's a din d'oraisa. Exactly what words to use, that could have been created and composed by later individuals, later figures. The Lama Yitam Haraba Hauzer Bisodo Shiludavid Yosemir Tishbachos Kula, Novadze, Shango Rafa Matmia Bazer, Shum Raya Shayim is Mom Halo Shal Halo Zeludavid. For all we know, maybe it was Moshe Rabbeinu's words. Moshe Rabbeinu Kimot Filo Moshe Shalokim, Ba'achasim is Morim, Shaimo. In other words, if you go into Hillim from Tzadi until Kuf, those 11 Mizmorim are all Moshe Rabbeinu, attributed to Moshe. It's still Moshe Shalukim Mitzadi. You don't have another name of a composer until you get to Kuf Aleph. So we know many of those Mizmorim, right? Tzadi is still Moshe Shalukim. Tzadi Aleph is Yosef Seser. Tzadi Beis is Mitzvah Shel Yom HaShabbos. Tzadi Gimel is Hashem Malach. Tzadi Dalet is Keon HaKomas Hashem, the Shir Shiyom Yom Revi. Tzadi Hei Zuchun Emanna. Tzadi Vav, Tzadi Zayin, Tzadi Ches, Tzadi Tes are all the Mizmorim that we say Kabbalah Shabbos after Zuchun Emanna. It's all from Tzadi Hei till Tzadi Tes. And then we go to Chavtes, which is Mizmor David, but Kuf is Mizmor Soda. So those are the 11 Mizmorim of Moshe Rabbeinu. So maybe they are Moshe Rabbeinu, maybe Hal is also Moshe Rabbeinu. Ki zeh sefer tehilos mechuba mikor shiros v'nemu v'Yisrael b'ruach ha-kodesh v'chacham niyachzim mehem l'adam arish v'chazal sim is Mashir, maybe was Adam v'Avram Avinu, Eitan ha-Ezrachi was Avram, which was going to be Gemara. And some, okay, go down a few lines. Therefore, he's convinced as if Daraisa. Ukvar Amo Bigamara Tainis. Here's another diuk that's the Daraisa. The Lashna Gemara we pointed out before. Halo Deros Chodesh, what? Lav Daraisa. Doesn't want to say Lav Medina, but Minhaga. Lav Daraisa said Ramanu. What do you see in the Gemara? That Halo is not, Deros Chodesh is not Daraisa, but Halo of Moadim is Daraisa. Mashmoze. To be Yomim Shai Yochid Gomer Ben Sahal, and Rosh Chodesh is not in the list, but those days that Yochid Gomer Sahal, who Doraisa? Very strong deal in the Gemara Tainis, that house Doraisa. Misach the Erech in Darshu, Hashi Yochem Keles Kaddish Chag, Laim Kuddish Chag Ton Shira. Now, here's, we get into issues. How is Ramban going to learn up the Sugya in Erech? So he quotes the Gemara in Erech. He says, "Mekudesh l'chag ton shira, v'apish esem b'divri kabbalahu." So that's a pasuk in Navi. The Yomar Navi, the Navi is telling us, "Ki yashiru lo kel ha-moshia miyad sancheirev, kashem mishorim b'leil is kadesh chag, v'leil is chilas ha-pesach, shem mishorim b'kol gadol." Like it says that Kezayis Pischa and Hallel, and the roof was cracking, was collapsing because of all the excitement that they went up to the attic there to sing Hallel after eating the Pesach. But he says the Navi sing that they should sing just as they sang there, and it's a din d'oraisa to sing. The Navi just talking about what they did. But what's the marker? V'anir medivreyem shu min haTorah k'mo shepirashti. How is it? Where does it say in the Torah to say Hallel Moadim? V'yeh halacha mosh miSinai, one possibility, or b'chlal hasimcha shenitzdavinu ba k'mo shekasu simchas l'moadeich k'mo shechatshechem. It's included in the notion of simcha on these special days. Ki ikar shir b'peh. You're singing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Ikar Shira's song, the instruments are only to make it sweeter. So the Ramban is seeing it as part of the Machayev of the days being days of Simcha, either Lachem Mishmi Sinai or part of the Inyan of Simcha, which includes Shira B'Peh Ala Karban, and even singing Halo Shelo Ala Karban. Rosh Chodesh is excluded because it's not Mekudesh L'Chag. Notice which Rosh Chodesh, it's mash, but the Rav was medayik this. Rosh Chodesh b'gvurin. The Ramban is mashma here, that Rosh Chodesh b'migdash, like it says, he was katan b'chad fotzros, right? So then it could be the hallel Rosh Chodesh would be the raisa b'migdash. Just like there was shira on the karbanos on Rosh Chodesh, was katan b'chad fotzros when they brought the musafin, so too that maybe b'machayev of hallel is omid raisa. Visham be'erchin, they say, minayin ikashira b'na Torah, tachshavat gav l'simcha, so it's part of the Indian of simcha. He doesn't quote the psukim themselves that say to him Samech b'chag, but mistam it's nichal, and that also the yom simchaschem, the inyan of simchan yantif is mechayv and halal. I the gemara brachis b'halal v'megil amal sheyafsik mi amrin akvi hashma del raisa posek how the rabbanu lakosh neodim pesum nisa adif v'zemar shum edivreya. So how could the gemara seem to say in brachis yudale that how is drabanan? Gemara says the question, how drabanan? What's the answer? What days are the Gemara talking about in Brachis? Chanukah. Notice, for the Ramban, we have to split from the Yud Ches Yom. Not all the Yud Ches Yom are Doraisa. The 8 days of Chanukah, which is commemorating a Nes, that's the Rabbana. Efsher, Shal Yimei Chanukah, Val Yom She'eni Yachad Gomesah Halel Ne'amar, maybe Rosh Chodesh, or maybe Cholamoid Pesach. Right? Yach She'eni Yachad Gomesah Halel. In other words, for the Ramban, remember, that is a takana, not a minhag. There's a takana of half halal, and there's also whole halal on Chanukah. That's the Rabban. That's the Rabban. But the days other than Chanukah that are gomer sahalel, the yachid gomer sahalel, that would be the raisa based on Lachmash Misinai or part of the inyan of Simcha of the Moad. However, halal b'achilas tzachim, tiras lulav is the raisa, was mentioned in that list, and also they also on the Moadim, except for Chol Moed Pesach, which would be the Rabbanan, but not a Minag either. Okay. In fact, Rav Yeruchim Perlau on the Ramban, in his Bir on Sefer Mitzvah, Asad Yigong, he has a tremendous amount of analysis of mitzvahs. He uses the poem of Asad Yigong, a small little poem of mitzvahs, to build three volumes of analysis of, you know, all kinds of shittas of anything there is to say about the topic. He says, how did the Ramban learn Pshat Nigmar Ne'erchim? He asks Mamish tons of kashas. He says, I don't understand. The Ramban sounds like the mitzvah of Hallel, if it's Doraisa, is part of the mitzvah of Simcha Sachag. The truth is, the Ramban didn't quote the Mamish the Pasuk Simachti v'chagecha. He takes the Ramban to mean that. There's a mitzvah Simcha that's Noeg, Kol, Shiva, right? Shmon, actually, including Shmini Atzeres. So, Chore, how could it be that we don't say Ho Hallel on Chol Moed Pesach and Shvisha Pesach? There's Mitzvah Simcha. Am I in Koran Sahal Kol Shiva BePesach? Kiva the Mitzvah Simcha Nohegis Kol Shiva. Maybe you'll tell me there's no Mitzvah Simcha the rest of Chag except for the first day Pesach. Hard to imagine. El Demuvad Iker Hadavar Tamua Lomar Sebel Blavach Yishke Tmo. What about the Sugin Erechin? The Gemara asks, why the Sukkis have Ho Hallel the entire Sukkis and Pesach only in the first day? What's the kasha? Here, there's a mitzvah simcha, the whole yantif, and here maybe not. The mechayiv is simcha. Moreover, what's the teretz? Chag chagugim b'karban oseyan. Pesach chagugim b'karban oseyan. So what? But what's the mechayiv of Hallel? The Raisa mitzvah simcha. So what does Chagugim Karban Oseyan have to do with simcha? How does the Ramban learn the Gemara Ne'erchin? Why does Chagugim Karban Oseyan versus Enchogin matter? What should matter is there mitzvah simcha for the entire yantif or not? That's his kasha. The gam kua sugi be'erchin tamua tuba l'dat Rosh Ramban. The Ufiz in my parach Shabbos lema. Affecting Mara Shabbos is Chol Pekaran Osav, say Hallel. Does Shabbos have mitzvah simcha? And then it says, you can, each of these kashas, you could try to be miyashiv. V'yom simchashchem v'odechem v'ashrich ha'sheichem. So there's a drasha, the Sifri Zuta, v'yom simchashchem ilu ha'shabasos. So we marbe that they did tekiyot v'chatzotos on Shabbos. There's miras on Shabbos, and first Shabbos is a yom simcha. So there's no formal mitzvah simcha, but there's a chalo simcha. So maybe that would be the basis in where it's kasha. But yes, what's the word kasha from Shabbos? What's the kasha from Rosh Chodesh? What's the kasha of Hashem Yom Kippur? And you have to give tirutzim. each teretz, Rosh Chodesh is not a seikdis vasiyas malacha. Manafshach, simcha or no simcha. That should be the only criteria. So sounds like we have a simple teretz to all these kashas. Shabbos is excluded, Rosh Chodesh is excluded because of the mitzvah simcha only on Moed. But the emes is one way to be miyashiv. I saw this in one of the svarim by Rav Yerucham Oshin from Lakewood. But it's a nice mahalach. It's not the only mahalach. I saw other mahalachim in the Ramban. But we're saying over what he wants to say the following: that the Gemara in Erechin makes perfect sense for the Ramban as well, because the Gemara in Erechin is talking about a machayev of Hallel based on Moed, as we were self thinking. L'masha, the Gemara in Pesachim, next source, says that they were takin al kol perek uperek to say halal. What's kol perek uperek mean? So Rashbam learns, the design of the base over there, on every moed. The Ramban is moda that there's mechayev of ho halal on every moed. But that has certain limitations. Moed of is a malacha, it has to be chalup karbonosav, it has to be, everything the Gemara says in Erechin is true within the mechayiv of Moed. The Ramban is saying there's another mechayiv, and that's Simcha. If that's true, if we say like that, then suddenly we have a way to understand what's going on in terms of Chol Moed Pesach and why you need two reasons. It's interesting. The Medrash, Harninu, is found in different places as well. They call Medrash Harninu. You have to know what different Midrashim, but there's a Psik de Rav Kana that mentions, in connection to the fact that by Pesach, the Torah never writes the word Simcha, the Samachta B'Chagecha. What Makish ordered regarding to each other, but it never says the Samachta B'Chagecha explicitly by Pesach. By Sukkot, it says it three times, by Shavuot, it says it one time. So one of the things that the Medrash says is, why is that? The Medrash says, because first it says there's a din on Tavua by Pesach, so you don't know what's going to be. But then he says another thing. So it doesn't say Simcha by Pesach because of the Mitzrim who died. The Chen Atamotse, says the Medrash, Sikta Rav Kana, Koshivas Yimeachag Anu Korin Behen Esahalel Avo B'Pesach Enon Korin Behen Esahalel B'Yom Tavishan V'Leilo Lama Ki Da'amah Shmu Ben Feyevach Al Tislach. Now, what's fascinating about this Medrash is that the Medrash is basically echoing what the Beis Yosef quoted, that we don't say Ho Hallel the rest of Pesach, only the first day, because of Ben Foyevach Al Tismach. But when the Medrash is addressing it, the Medrash is using the kasha of the Gemara to come up with an answer. In other words, the pshat that the Arad Achronim want to say, that the reason why you need a reason of the Medrash, the reason why your Medrash's reason is relevant on top of the Gemara, is because there's a new Machayev of Nes. So we should say Shvish or Pesach should have Hohal because of Nes, of Kriyas Yamsuf. But this Medrash is saying that the Svara of Minfoy Vechal Tismach is a reason why Pesach is different from Sukkot. That means that the Kasha was not, you should say Hohal because of Nes. You say Ho Halal the same way you say Ho Halal on Sukkot. So that pshat is clearly not going to fit within the Medrash. So now, what's the kasha? I have the Gemara's reason. The answer is the Gemara's reason. Haguf, we're going to use the kasha of Yeruchim Perlau and use that as an answer for the Ramban. The Gemara is discussing the Machayiv of Hal Shalim because of Moed, which has its own criteria. And that has to do with the Gemara's Turutzim, Shabbos is excluded, Rosh Chodesh is excluded, all that is emes. The Ramban is not arguing. That's the din of kol perek uperek, that the takana was for every moed. But there's another kasha. But there's another mechayiv in halal, the Ramban holds. That makes a deraisa. Could be that takana is not deraisa. That's the din of the Nevi'im were metakin, kol perek uperek. That's the Gemara. What about the mechayiv of halal because of simcha? In Chinami, that's the problem of the Medrash. So he says, oh, but Simcha, on Pesach is a little bit tempered. Because Ben Foyevach Al Tismach, because Shvishel Pesach had the death of the Mitzvim, therefore the Takana, the Chachamim took away a little bit from the whole Hallel, and they reduced it to Hech Hallel. Second. So in other words, the Medrash is Mamish, and it works with the Ramban. In other words, the Medrash is addressing, why not say whole Hallel because of Simcha? So that would be the answer because of the fact that the Mitzrim will drown. So now you ask, what about Chol Moed? Nachanami, there's a Mitzvah Simcha Chol Moed too. Says the Taz, because you don't want Chol Moed to be higher than Shvi'i Shel Pesach. It comes out that the Ramban can work very well with the Gemara and Erechim, and with the Ramban's new Yesod that the Mechayev HaHal could be Simcha, we understand why we need both the Medrash and the Gemara's reason. The Gemara's reason has to do with the Mechayev, because it's every Moed needs its own, and it gets Hallel, because it's a separate Moed, but Pesach is not viewed as a separate Moed. Each day is not its own Chag, it's the same Chag as before, so it doesn't get its own. But what about the Medrash's reason? The Medrash is asking, but you should say Hallel the rest of Pesach, you should say Hallel the rest of Pesach because of Simcha. So Shvisha Pesach, you can't, because once you take away how the last day of Pesach, you take away Chol Moed as well.
Why don't we lower Chanukah because Nesu Yuvanim? Just because the Nes, like, why don't we?
First
lower
of all,
Nes?
The Nes could be the Nes of Pach Shemen, so that's independent of the Yuvanim. The Nes of Nelcham is the Yuvanim.
Meaning the Gemara is saying that we say
the Pach
Shemen
Nesus. The Pach Shemen, that's the Pashtus. Yeah. And even if it were that, I don't know if it would be exactly the same thing. Here, the Nes. Yeah, I hear the Ha'ara, but I think there's a Mu'um to Mechag there as well, but probably the best answer is what I just told you. It's interesting. What?
Or even Purim.
Purim.
No, not Halal.
There's no Halal. I mean, according to Megillah Elulah.
But just the
Inyan. Yeah, that's all of Kal Yisrael. I mean, the fact that we also had the chance to take Nekama, but...
Is it different us killing versus like Hashem killing?
Could be. The Nes itself came together, wrapped in together with the Nes, was the Tavir of the Mitzvah. Okay, just to wind down for the next 5 minutes, and then we'll have the other, have a chance to just talk about Halachas of Pesach. The Mach Zavitri is interesting lashon. The Mach Zavitri says that these are the days of Gomer Sahalel, the 8 days of Chanukah, Mishum Nisa, that's in Gwane Erchin, 2 days of Pesach, Shehein Iker HaPesach. What does this mean? Shnei Yom Tovim Shal Atzeres, Sheshneim Kedoshim Shtei Kedushas V'Tefshim Yachag Nishachum Kar Benaseim. I want to know what he means. Sheheim Iker HaPesach. Sheheim Iker HaPesach. I'll leave it up to you to think about what he means by this. Sheheim Iker, does he mean in Chalukim Kar Benaseim? Why is he called Iker HaPesach? Tshuch Nacharav, that's the Baal Tanya, says the following. That's the Hagdara that we saw in Rashi in Tainus. By Sukkot, every day is like its own moed. Shaken Pesach, Shakabanas Koyam in Hain Shavin, Kabanas Yom Tov Harishon, Ufikach, a similar lesson that struck me, Kulon Tseilen Yom Tov Harishon. The ancient Echad Kamoid Bifneyatsmo. So he adds a word here. V'lo tikna likros ha'alo el b'prokim da'ayin b'moedim she'en b'ayin b'zman u'zman u'ba'ascholas ha'moed hu'sha tikna likroso. The moed is here, and the rest of the yantav is not its own moed, and takana was on Yom Tov Rishon. Now, the reason I'm reading this to you is because it could be negar very much l'maisa, hopefully not for any of you, but as follows. And Rav Chaim made this famous also, and a lot of people in the post can deal with this issue. The Rav brings this, it's probably in the very sperm of the Rav's Torah as well. Suppose a person did not, for whatever reason, they were ill or whatever, they didn't say Ho Hallel the first day, the first 2 days of Pesach. Now they're saying Hal for the first time, Chol Moed or Shvi'i Shel Pesach. Now they're able to get out of bed, now they're coherent, they can daven. They never said Hallel yet. Should they say half Hallel or Ho Hallel? It's the first time they're saying Hallel in Pesach. So the Rav, quoting Rav Chaim, and it's quoted in a lot of different places, Rav Chaim, Shlomo Zalman talks about it, but Rav Nevin Sal in his Sefer Tzvi Korei has this as well, that they should say Ho Hallel. Because the reason why you don't say Ho Hallel Pesach, Chol Moed, and the last days is because the days are not called the Karbanos, and so you already had the Karbanos of the first day, and everything is the same. So therefore, there's nothing to make the second, the Chol Moed days and the last days distinct from what was before. And therefore, the Kedusha Sayom is not separate from before. And therefore, you said your Hallel on the first day for the Kedusha Sayom of the Yontif, and therefore you can't say Ho Hallel again after that because it's just Ka'ela Tasul Hayom, and therefore it's the same Kedusha Sayom as before. And Sukkot, it's different Kedusha Sayom. Bamedvim Amurim if you said it the first day. But now if you haven't said Hohal yet, and now you're saying it for the first time later, after the first days of Pesach, so then maybe you should say Hohal. Someone wanted a Taina, that maybe you should wait for Shvisha Pesach to say Hohal, because then you have a Shemnisa. I don't know. You know, you could say Hefhal Chomayit, and then say do a Hohal on Shvisha Pesach.
Hohal means with a bracha? Or just
Well, when we say how with the bracha, even the bedigog how we say with the bracha. So of course how with the bracha.
But according to Sfardim,
according to the Rambam, good question. I guess if you say what we're saying that you haven't said, let's say the first day chol moed, you're not saying how you're saying how for the first time, and you're saying ho halal because according to this psak that you should say ho halal because you didn't say how yet, then maybe with the bracha. Interesting. But Lemaisa, again, probably there's what to rely on to go with this psak. But if you look carefully at what we just read in Shulchan Aruch Rav, I think you could certainly be medayik not that way. The way he writes is that takana was bascholas hamoed, hushetikna lekroso ki'ilu. That's when takana was to say hohal on the first day. So therefore, even if a person didn't say hohal on the first day, and they bring from the Shulman Zalman in Halucha Shlomo, I saw it brings from the Shulman Shalom Eshiv. Yosef showed Natanson that there's no tashlumin for Hohal. If you didn't say Hohal the first day of Pesach, first days of Pesach, you can't say it later. But Rav Chaim clearly held not that way. Avshalom Zalman, Ibn Eben Sal, great poskim, could taina based on the what we're learning now that no, if the union is the days are not choluk from before, but you didn't do it, you didn't yet do Hohal, so now you're for the first time you're connecting to Kedushas Hayom, that you haven't yet said Hohal for the Kedushas Hayom of Pesach, so then do it later. Do it in Chomay, do it in Shvisha Pesach. But again, the Mashmos here would be not that way. The Kobo, one of the Rishonim, the Kobo also talks about this question, Lama in Korn Beli Dilug, the Yom Achrim Shel Pesach. And he brings all these different reasons. He like, oh, Shavah B'Shavah. It's strange. The Gemara gives one reason, Erechin, and suddenly he brings other things. Yesh nos nimtam, fisha Pesach kol yamim shav mikorban aseyan. Lufikach ein varch nela yom bishon v'sheini. But then he says something interesting. B'shvi, interesting Lashon. I'll let you think about it. Think about over Yontif, Shvi Shel Pesach. This Lashon, very interesting. B'shvi, afa pishu kodesh, mipnei shehudfa par v'chochelo, Bayam, bo vayom, aderach sham, ubikshmach yeshar, it's Romashira, ufikach in koronoso el bedilug. The way he's stressing it, he seems to be merging. We were tining that Shvi Shel Pesach might get its own halel, hohal, because of Nes. What I see in the Kobo is a very interesting vort, that the Nes that occurred on that day is gufa what contributes to Kedusha Sayom. Until now, we were assuming it's like two separate inyanim. Kedusha Sayom is the Torah's halachas, is the malacha, the musafin. And then there's a notion of nes as well, occurrence that happened, Mishum Nisa, and we wanted to maybe use that idea for Shvi Shel Pesach. What I see in the Kobo is, Abishu Kodesh Mipnei Shulutva Bo Par V'Chochero. And then he brings the svar in Koronel, so because Hashem says Masiyah Tov Bayam, he seems to be using the svar of the Medrash itself, even in conjunction in some way with the vort of the Gemara. I have to know what to make of this. I'll let you look at it, think about it, take it to your table, whatever. Then he says another thing interesting. Yesh nosnim tam, a lot of things in Kobo, very interesting. Yesh nosnim tam acher, he says, because chaga matzos, there's only a chobas matzah on the first night and the second night. Because after that you can eat peros and other things. He has kidneys or has the dochen. Therefore, he says, you only say halal, hohal on the first days, which is chobas matzah, which is ikam mitzvah hayom. Interesting. A new vort. Until now, we only thought we had to deal with the Gemara and Erechin and the Medrash Hanino and the Beis Yosef, but the Shmuel Eleket. The Kobo brings another vort, that mitzvah matzah is only the first days of Pesach. So therefore, the first day, even the mitzvah matzah is a night, but therefore, the first days get hohal. And Masha'enkin, he says, sukkis, we sit in the sukkah, the mitzvah, if you're eating, you have to sit in the sukkah for all 7 days and make a bracha. We know that you make a bracha. All 7 days, can you do it? The Goyin made famous the question of, we spoke about this, I think, last year, 2 years ago, I forget, that the mitzvah is matzah kol shiva. And what's the getter of that idea? The kiyum mitzvah. So we certainly don't make a bracha al chiyas matzah except for the first night. He's using that as explaining why we say halal all the days of sukkah, whole halal, and not on Pesach. I just want to end with an interesting diuk ha-psukim. We're going to see this psukim, we're going to hear them in the Kriyas HaTorah over the days of Pesach. You have the Pashas HaMoados and Pashas Emor, which go through the cycle of the Moadim and mentions Pesach, mentions Sukkis. We also have Pashas Pinchas, the Musafin of Pesach and of Sukkis. I want you to see something striking. I remember I once saw this. I was so in a spoil. I don't remember where I saw it anymore. I wish I could remember, but I was so... Maybe a sefer by Rav David Cohen of Chevron, maybe, one of his svarim. I was so in a spell from this diuk. You hear these words all the time, and you don't notice it. Listen to the language of the psukim. When it comes to Parshas Emor, the Torah describes, introduces Chag HaMatzos. The Torah says, V'chamisha osa yom l'chodesh hazeh, on the 15th day of Nisan, Chag HaMatzos Hashem, it's Chag HaMatzos, shivas yom matzos tochel. Okay? Then it goes to Sukkot. It says, "Dabemani Salima b'chamisha siyum chodesh Shvid on the 15th of the 7th month, Chag Sukkos Shivas Yomim Hashem." Notice what's the difference in the way the Torah is phrasing the definition of the Chag of Pesach versus Sukkot. By Pesach, the Torah says the Chag Matzos is Chamisha Asayom Shivas Yomim Matzos Tochelu, but the Shem Chag is defined by what? By what day? By Chamisha Asayom. But the Torah doesn't use the word Chag to directly speak to the 7 days, meaning the 6 days that follow the first day. The first day, that's the Chalosh Shem Chag, which continues with the mitzvah to eat matzah. By Sukkot, the Torah says, "B'chamisha Asayom, Chag HaSukkos Shivas Yomim Hashem." That means that the Chag is Shivas Yomim. That's another way of saying what the Gemara says, that by Sukkot, it's Chalukim B'Korban Oseyan. As Rashi and the various Mepharshim explain, it's ki'ilu, each day is its own chag, that's Sukkot. But Pesach, it's ka'ela tasu layom. The chag is chamisha asar, and everything else is part of that. Similarly, in Parshas Pinchas, uva chamisha asar yom achodesh hazeh, chag. Shivas yom matzos yachel. The 7 days eating matzah, but the chag is defined by the Yom HaRishon. It's not Chol B'Korban Oseyan. So the rest of Pesach is all the Chag of the one day. It continues to be that Chag of the first day is for the rest of Pesach. By Sukkis, V'chamisha Siyom Mekor Kachelchem V'chagosim Chag Hashem Shivas Yomim. Notice both in Pinchas and in Emor, the Torah goes out of its way to say by Sukkis that the Chag is Shivas Yomim, and by Pesach it says the Chag is the first day. And this is very beautiful with what the Gemara says in Erkin, and this is what maybe what Mark Zavitri and the Shulchan Rav was saying, that the Iker Yemei HaPesach is the first day, and everything that's within the rest of the days of Pesach is part of that. It's not Choluk, B'Korban Oseyan, the Kedushas Hayom of the first day is the Kedushas Hayom of the rest of Pesach. By Sukkis, the Kedushas Hayom is distinct, and that's why we would have Ho Hallel Medina on Sukkot all the days of Pesach, and when it comes to Chol Moed Pesach, Yerushal Pesach, it's not Medina, it's maybe Minhag, or maybe it's the Ramban, it's a Takana, but it's not the same. It could be. We have other reasons why you have to come on to the Medrash reason as well. This is also as Nafka Minas, not for this year, and not for, more for Sukkot, but if you have a Chol Moed Pesach, and Chol Moed Sukkot, so if you have the Bracha of the Haftorah, on Chol HaMoed, does the last bracha after the reading of the Torah say Mekadesh HaShabbos, or do you say Mekadesh HaShabbos B'Yisrael V'Hazmanim? So the halach is brought that on Sukkis, Chol HaMoed Sukkis, he would include Mekadesh HaShabbos B'Yisrael V'Hazmanim, whereas on Pesach, just Mekadesh HaShabbos. And it has to do with this Gemara Ne'erchin, because there's no separate same Chag on the rest of Sukkis, on the rest of Pesach, but there isn't on the rest of Sukkis. But this Diyug and Psukim to me is Mamish, tremendous mitzia. All right, so we have a lot to think about in terms of the Yanim of Hallel, and obviously, separate from all of that, it's going to be learn up the Psukim, read the Mefarshim on Tehillim to understand what the greatness of these words are and the meanings behind the words, to appreciate the Inyan of Hallel, and it should be done. It should be Mamish with the Ramban. It says Mikra Kodesh is coming together in Shul, the Kiyam, perhaps Efsi Midaraisa, Tfila, coming together in Shul and Davin together, and the Ramban and the Pasha's bow. The importance of Romas, Hakol, Tfila. Whenever you have an Inyan of a Tzibor, the Knufya, the Sumenisa, Hal is a tremendous Inyan. So we had a chance to speak about Hal at night, and Hal by day, and Hal Chol Moed. Every opportunity we have to connect with this idea, I think, should be give us this Oros that I think it should be. part of what we should be nourishing ourselves with over the course of the Yom Tovim.